Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 22nd of June, 2021. We have all the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. The European Union, those data protection regulators, have now called for a ban using artificial intelligence for facial recognition. The EDPB and the EDPS, too long to say the whole name here, is calling to prohibit AI recognition of faces, fingerprints, DNA, voice, keystrokes, and other biometric or behavioral signals. They're saying it should be illegal for AI systems to use biometrics to categorize people. Now, the reason why they're bringing this up, they're actually responding to an AI regulatory framework proposed by the European Commission. Now, in the document, everything we went over before, there are a few exceptions. Those exceptions being helping authorities find, say, missing children, and of course, as is always a given, an impending terrorist attack. Well, we got the greenhouse, we got the clubhouse. Now Facebook thinks they need to join the party too with their live audio rooms. Yes, Facebook has announced that some US-based public figures can actually start hosting rooms through the main Facebook iOS app. Though, if you want to join in, you can be on iOS or even Android. Now, how this is working, apparently, anyone can be invited up as speaker, with up to 50 people being able to speak all at once. However, though, there's no cap on the number of listeners allowed to listen in. Something that people are familiar with Clubhouse, yeah, they do have a room size limitation. Now, within these groups, admins control who's allowed to create a room, you know, your moderators, group members, so on and so on. Now, hosts also can select nonprofit or fundraisers, with a little button right there on the screen so you can donate right away. Another feature I'm sure Facebook took a look at when looking at Clubhouse. Plus, on top of the live rooms, Facebook will be making podcasts available on the platform as well, where people can listen to podcasts through their mini player or, of course, the full screen player with various playback controls. The Mobile World Congress coming up on June 28th, and Samsung's ready to reimagine smartwatches. Now, we all know that has a lot to do with merging Wear OS and the Tizen together, which on June 28th, we should be getting to see its first preview. Now, on the event page, it does actually say Samsung is reimagining smartwatches, going on to say they're creating new opportunities for both developers and consumers. Now, we did get a little hint of this before already at the Google I.O. conference earlier this year, that the new smartwatch operating system is a big moment for the two companies. So more than likely, we're going to be seeing a lot more details in the coming days at just how reimagined everything's going to be. And finally, speaking of mobile operating systems, it looks like iOS 15 and iPadOS 15. Yeah, people are a bit, That translates into underwhelmed. Yes, there's a survey out there. I didn't even know there was one. But apparently it asked 3,000 people that are iPhone and iPad users about the upcoming version of iOS 15. Well, over 50% of them, they actually didn't give the exact number, said that iOS 15 and iPadOS 15 updates are only slightly, not at all exciting. We did hear that 19.3% are extremely and very excited about them. Those would be those Apple fanboys. Most respondents say that the new features didn't look that appealing to them. In fact, less than 1% of the respondents thought that the iMessage shared with you feature, was something that they would use on a daily basis. Now, they were also asked what features should have been included, and amazingly, 32.3% of them said, interactive widgets. Apparently, these are widgets people. While 14.9% others, which I'm sure these are probably the creators out there, said that they actually wanted pro apps to be included, such as Xcode or Final Cut Pro for the iPad. Yeah, good luck with that. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is there. It's located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can find all the BTN podcasts. You can also find all of our podcasts on Apple Podcasts as well. Check out our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have a great Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.